I will go and do the things. President Nathan Eldon Tanner, N. Eldon Tanner, Conference Report, October 1963, pages 12-13. My beloved President David O. McKay, President Brown, and brothers and sisters, it is with great difficulty and a feeling of deep humility that I stand before you in response to this high honor and heavy responsibility that has been bestowed upon me, one of thy most humble servants, the weakest and least prepared of all. I humbly pray that the Spirit and blessings of the Lord will attend me as I stand before you this morning. I am sure that my call to this position must have been a shock to many of you, as it is to me. It is certainly another evidence of the fact that God moves in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform, only because this, my colleagues, have such a strong testimony that we are led by a prophet of God can they sustain me in this position. I humbly pray that as they sustain the prophet in his decision that they, knowing my weakness, will continue to pray for me and give of their strength which I need so badly, and with that assurance, my brothers and sisters, I can humbly say as did Nephi of old, I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded, for I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them that they may accomplish the thing which he commandeth them. I humbly thank you all for your confidence and sustaining vote, and pledge to all of you and to these, my brethren and colleagues, whom I love so much, and whom I sustain with all my heart, and to you, President McKay, as the Lord's representative, and to God Himself, everything with which the Lord has blessed me for the building up of the kingdom of God. I thank God for my loyal and devoted wife and family whom I love so much and who have always sustained and strengthened me with their inspiration, loyalty, faith, and prayers and who will continue to sustain me in this new calling. I thank my Heavenly Father for the wonderful privilege that I have had of associating with these fine men, for the influence they have had in my life and for the encouragement and strength they have given me, and I thank God for the signal privilege I have had of associating so closely with, and feeling the great spirit and influence of, our beloved President David O. McKay. All that has been written and said about him, as he has just passed his 90th birthday, does not and cannot portray the greatness of him who has been chosen as a prophet of God and who is now President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Kingdom of God here upon the earth. It is impossible to appreciate or estimate the tremendous influence for good that he has exerted upon all mankind. The closer that one is to him, and the more he is permitted to associate with him, the stronger one's testimony becomes that he is a prophet of God. It is with sadness that I mention the absence of our beloved friend and colleague, President Henry D. Moyle, whom we all miss so much, and whose passing makes these changes necessary. His family, his friends, his church, his community, and his country have suffered a tremendous loss. He was a loving husband and father, a true and loyal friend, a thoughtful neighbor, a devoted member and capable leader of the church. He was always working for the good of his country and the betterment of mankind. I wish to express my love and sympathy to Sister Moyle and her family and pray that the Spirit of the Lord will accompany and strengthen them and give them courage to carry on. At this time, I should like to welcome Brother Thomas Monson, whom I sustain with all my heart. I have not words to express my deep love for the Lord and my gratitude to Him for His many blessings unto me and mine, and I sincerely pray for His continued guidance and strength, as I try to serve Him, and I wish to pledge with you again that my life and all that I have will be completely devoted to the service of my Maker and to my fellow men, always with a prayer in my heart that He will give me wisdom and knowledge, courage and strength and inspiration and determination and ability to keep His commandments and serve in a way that will be acceptable to Him. Again I appeal to each and every one of you to exercise your faith and prayers in my behalf that I might lose myself in His service and go forward with an eye single to His glory. I wish to bear my testimony that I know that God lives, that Jesus is the Christ who gave His life for you and me, that this is His church and kingdom, that we have at the head of our church this day a prophet of God who is led by Him, and through whom we are led in the path of truth and righteousness. May we follow Him, knowing that we will be led into immortality and eternal life. I humbly pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.